good to go.
You said call a meeting to order of the committee.
Okay. Okay, we now call meeting to order for the Environment and Economic Development and Agriculture Division. Today's Wednesday, March 13th, 2013. Sorry, that's 10 years ago. And we have a number of bonding bill in front of us. We're going to go a little out of the sequence here. Let's start with Senator Champion, if you're ready, on Senate 331. Yeah. Senator Champion, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee. If you can give us just one quick second here, we want to set up a PowerPoint presentation. It will not take much of the committee's time, but we sure that present this bill and then this capital bonding in such a way sense of
yep, take your time. I mean, you waited for us long enough, so we should compensate.
Thank you.
There's a put it in anyway.
Patiently.
We're almost there, Mr. Chair.
Well, you fix that. I just want to add on it. Today will be a fun committee because we're going to be listening to a lot of Park and Trail.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're going to be listening to Parks and Trails and the Children's Museum, and I share your enjoyment of that because we don't always get to listen to the fun parts of what we like to do in our spare time. But I just wanted to say that then we won't be taking a vote, I take it. These would be for possible inclusion in a possible bonding bill. So
That's correct, Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I think it probably would be best for us to proceed without it. So let me start again by thanking you again, and I'm requesting support to preserve the state's oldest standing library. The North Branch Library in North Minneapolis was constructed in 1894. And what's also interesting about this library, Mr. Chair, is that it's notable not only for being the oldest library in existence in Minnesota today, it was also the model that was used to design future branch libraries. Interestingly enough, it was the first open-shelf library and afforded new immigrants, Norwegians, Germans, etc., at that time, the opportunity to learn language and culture in their new world. And I would like to also mention, although I know we hear this lots of times, that this project is truly shovel-ready. We hope to complete needed financing with state capital bonds so that the rehabilitation can begin. And with me today, Mr. Chair, is Mike Nguyen. He's the president of Emerge, a job training nonprofit in North Minneapolis that is leading this effort. And so with the with your indulgence, Mr. Chair, I would like to introduce and have testimony from Mike Nguyen, the president of Emerge.
Okay. And for the record, can you please state your name?
Mr. Chair, Mike Nguyen, president and CEO of Emerge Community Development in Minneapolis.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Mr. Chair, I'm honored to be here, and for the purpose of introducing this project, you have before you a handout, and we have a presentation with pretty pictures that we're not able to get to work with us here, so I'm sorry to say, but it's a wonderful project and a wonderful opportunity. The historic North Branch Library, as Senator Champion said, is the state's oldest standing library building. And our organization has conducted a successful capital campaign to rehabilitate the building and renew it as a career and technology center. And the project meets state priorities in a few ways. It preserves this landmark building, which is really an important piece of social and architectural history in our city and state. It opens the building to the public by reconstructing great spaces and returns the building into a usable set of classrooms, learning center, and a community meeting place. We'll create jobs through the construction and the activities that go on there, as it will house job training and entrepreneurship training for current and future generations of state residents. It's a $6.55 million project, and we are seeking $1.878 million in state bond funds. Our capital campaign has already raised this balance, and that's a better to 2.5-to-1 match of this request. We have our permits. The Hennepin County is our sponsor, and we have this project ready to go. We're going to restore this building that is widely believed to be an important historic building, as it was it's considered the first open shelf library in the United States, actually, and it really revolutionized at the time the way we see and use libraries. It was the first branch in the system, and really exemplifies the values of leaders of that time, and it's our effort to renew this really important community asset and return it to an important community use. Mm-hmm. The project creates 5 major public spaces, office, restroom facilities. It includes accessible entry, an elevator, new HVAC and electrical systems. Is all are part of this rehab. It's really a twofer when it comes to jobs. It will create 75 union construction jobs. It will house job training programs that Emerge operates currently in the community, a community that has a high level of unemployment and a need for these kinds of services. A very important project plan in place that is well underway in planning as we get to the finish line on this project.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Let me interrupt you a little bit to say that we now have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're able to demonstrate significant and rapid return on investment for this project. Emerge, my organization, is a regional leader in community-based workforce solutions. The new training and learning center will be a state-of-the-art facility. Will deliver a range of education and employment services, computer literacy to advance industry programs, STEM programming for youth. And each year, this project will help over 500 people gain employment, and several hundred youth and adults advance their career and education opportunities. The program adheres to the best practices of workforce training, state priorities focused on sector training to prepare workers for the necessary skills for jobs in our emerging economy. Mr. Chair and committee members, we ask that the state join our...
Mr. Nguyen,
yes.
Can you hold on? We have a question from the community member, Senator Scalzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my question was, and I couldn't see it on your sheet, is who would own this building?
Mr. Chair,
because,
Senator Scalzi.
And I should preface that you've already raised $6.55 million and you're asking for $1.878. So I was wondering who would own it.
Mr. Chair, Senator Scalzi, to date, we have raised $4.677 million, and we are requesting the remainder in bond funds that will get us to $6.55 million. And the graphic on the bottom of the page hopefully provides that, a description of that. The title will go to the county, which will be the government entity that will hold the title to the property, and then it will be a long-term lease to Emerge, in keeping with how bonding projects are designed.
Okay, continue.
So, in conclusion, we're asking the state to join a broad list of philanthropic supporters, and on the back of your page, you have an idea of the many both private and public agencies and private philanthropy that has already participated in this project. And we understand that competition for projects like this is very fierce, but we believe this project is truly one of a kind. It's ready to go, and it while relatively small compared to some, it is very mighty in its impact. I'm also joined by Dan McConnell from Minneapolis Building and Construction Trades, and Dan can also testify and answer any questions.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Okay, and Mr. McConnell, can you please introduce yourself for the record, and be aware that our committee member will probably interrupt you from point to point for a question.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My testimony will be brief. I'm Dan McConnell. I'm the chair or the business manager of the Minneapolis Building and Construction Trades Council, and we are pleased to say we support this project. It's in a great location right off of Broadway and Emerson, North Minneapolis. They're a community that really needs a boost up here, and we're pleased to support it.
At this point, we'll be happy to entertain any questions.
Any question from community member, Senator Westrom?
Mr. Chair, whoever feels, is there a lot of usage at your library, or is the usage plateaued or gone down over the years? What kind of usage do you guys have there?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, The library has actually been closed as a city library in 1979, so it has not been used as a public facility since that time. It has had a series of private uses that it really we believe are not the highest and best use of such a gorgeous building and an important facility. So it had a couple of businesses that used it for storage and et cetera. But the rehab will allow us to revitalize the building and bring it back to a public use.
And if I might, Mr. Chair, to the senator, we also believe that by this building being brought back to its great glory, we'll also just create a gym that will be used repeatedly by not just North Minneapolis folks, but region-wide, just because of the great work and the programming that Emerge has and will, has right now and will continue to have and house in this great facility.
So, Senator Champion, Mr. Chair, the library system, it's gone without this library since 1979. What makes you think that the demand is all of a sudden there now to reopen this if they have existed without it for now 30-some years?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrom, our use is not as a library facility. Our use is to take a library building that is an historically important building and really offers great opportunities for space to create our career technology and learning center. We currently lack the facilities to house the kinds of classroom training and opportunities and these training programs that we'll be offering. We currently offer in off-site locations through other partners that we intend to facilitate to come in and to bring college-level, career-level training. This facility will allow us now to do that in a way that we're not able to. So it isn't in our mind a question of library capacity. It's a training center that extends the work of Emerge as a job training and workforce development organization in the community.
So, Mr. Chair, where do you get your money? You're going to pay a lease to the county, Hennepin County, who will own this now?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrum, the lease is an arrangement that will be made to cover the cost of operating the building, so that the instrument that is created is a lease that's structured that requires Emerge to cover the operating costs of the building, but the county will hold title to the building as the public entity.
And Mr. Chair, if I might,
yes,
just
Senator
add
Champion.
On, and Senator Westrum, I want to just make sure that it's really clear that this particular building will open as a public space, continue programming by Emerge that will be around career and technology, which we believe benefits North Minneapolis and the rest of our great state. If we just use North Minneapolis just as an example, we understand that unemployment in North Minneapolis some people argue that is north of 40%. And we believe that any training opportunities is always good in order to make sure that we get people back into the mainstream of society. Here's the other thing I want to make sure that it's not lost here, is that Emerge has been very successful in cobbling together resources from a number of different key stakeholders in the amount of over $4.6 million that has been committed to this particular project. So we believe that's significant, and that's important to show not only Merge's commitment, but other commitments also from their key stakeholders. And now we want the state to step up and help and be a viable option or a player in making sure that this wonderful facility will be restored to its glory, but also providing tools necessary for all of us to improve our quality of life.
So, Mr. Chair, a few more questions. So if I understood you right on the rent, there actually won't be rent paid. The rent will be mostly in lieu of the expense of the operating the business, which Emerge will take care of. They won't pay market rate for space or facility.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrum, We don't have the structure with the county worked out. That would come after we have a bonding support. But the instrument that is created really is something like leasing a space for $1 a year that requires the host organization to operate it for the long term, and it requires the organization to take responsibility for the operational costs, so that those don't become additional public costs.
So, how many do you anticipate serving,
Mr. Chair, Senator Westrum? We anticipate that as many as 2,000 users will come through the door annually, attending the Digital Access Center, attending class offerings, meeting in the building, visiting our programming in the building. We anticipate about a couple thousand people a year, in addition to what we currently see at our headquarters facility across the street.
And so this would be an expansion of your headquarters?
Mr. Chair, Senator, our headquarters are across the street on the corner, and previously we were part of a collaboration that redeveloped an 1890 commercial building. This building, it will be essentially give us a campus opportunity and will become the training center that connects to the other programs that exist at the 1101 Broadway.
Mr. Nguyen and Senator Westrum, the Senate is under call, and so,
Chair.
Yep.
I have one last question, Mr. Chair, if that's all right. Done.
Okay.
Just my question to the rest of the state using it, what kind of neighborhood is this in? I mean, most of us hear about North Minneapolis, and there's some concerns. I mean, do you realistically think folks from Anoka and greater Minnesota are going to drive down to use this, or is it mostly going to serve North Minneapolis?
Mr. Chair, North Minneapolis, first of all, is a wonderful place and space to be. We get a visitation from people as far north as, you know, Cloquet, you name it. So it's a safe place. It's a wonderful place. It's a mixed community. You have Highland neighborhood, which is a really engaged community as well. So it's a great place, and it's safe. So I know that sometimes people can hear these things about North Minneapolis, and they have a preconceived notion as to what that means. I sometimes take exception to that just simply because North Minneapolis is bigger than just one small aspect of North Minneapolis. So with that being said, Senator Rustem, is a wonderful place. North Minneapolis is already utilized by a number of different residents of the great state of Minnesota, and this will only be another opportunity for North Minneapolis to be seen as a destination place or point as opposed to just a pass-through.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Mr. Wynn
thank
and
you.
Mr. McConnell, thank you very much. We'll take recess for this committee, and we'll be back immediately after session. Due to that, our Senate is under call. So we'll be in recess.